USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of job openings is down for the third straight month, and yet another sign the labor market is cooling. The Labor Department saying job openings fell to 10.7 million in June, its lowest level since last fall. The biggest declines were in retail and wholesale trade, followed by state and local government education. The number of people who quit their jobs in June fell slightly. The governor of Texas is inviting the mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. to see the situation at the southern border for themselves. In a letter to Eric Adams and Muriel Bowser, Republican Greg Abbott said Texas has spent more than $3 billion over the last 18 months addressing the situation. Both mayors are complaining about illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to their cities. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Amid threats from China, Taiwan has a high-profile visitor from the United States.
Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan has begun as the speaker arrived in Taiwan Tuesday night local time. Pelosi and her delegation disembarked from a U.S. Air Force transport plane at Songshan Airport in downtown Taipei and were greeted by Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Sandra Ouderkirk, the top U.S. representative in Taiwan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A top FEMA official will now be leading the White House's monkeypox response team. Robert Fenton now has the title of White House National Monkeypox Response Coordinator. Fenton previously served as FEMA's acting administrator twice. The first confirmed case of monkeypox in the United States came on May 18th. Monkeypox is a viral disease that occurs mostly in Central and Western Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
LIV Golf offered a figure between $700 and $800 million to Tiger Woods in an attempt to lure the 15-time major winner away from the PGA Tour. That's according to LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman. The Saudi-backed Golf League has been trying to lure golfers from the PGA to their tour. If a golfer joins the LIV Tour, he is not allowed to play PGA Tour events, due to the fact that it's linked with Saudi Arabia, which, according to Norman, is the height of hypocrisy.
The PGA Tour, I think, has about 27 sponsors on the PGA Tour, do $40-plus billion worth of business on an annual basis in Saudi Arabia. Now, why doesn't the PGA Tour call the CEOs of each one of those organizations, "Oh, sorry, we can't do business with you because you're doing business with Saudi Arabia"? Why are they picking on the professional golfers? Why? The male professional golfers.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Senate Majority Leader says there's no justification to delay passage of a veterans aid bill any longer.
Every day that passes without action on the PACT Act is another day that our nation's veterans have to do the unthinkable. Fight for basic health care benefits they rightfully deserve.
Schumer calling on Republicans and Democrats to work together to get the bill done as soon as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.